Welcome into Jags and the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Day two of camp in the books. We'll get to these guys coming up. But the Jaguars back in the practice field for day two of 2016 training camp. And it started with what has become a little bit of a tradition around Everbank Field during training camp, the helmet hike. Kids carrying the Jags helmets onto the practice field. Pretty cool to see. But a couple of players they did not get to carry on the field today. Wide receiver Marquise Lee was one of those. He was held out with a left hamstring strain. He explained later it was a very minor injury and more of a precaution, more on him coming up. T.J. Yeldon, the running back, also missed practice with a right ankle injury, also very minor, and he's listed as day-to-day. Now on the field, Kelvin Beachum, after missing yesterday's teamwork, he was in with the ones at left tackle for a bit today. He and Luke Joka will share time at the position, and it will be a true competition throughout camp. But only 2 days in, there's a long way to go.
It's a race, really. It's so important. No different than defensive backs. We want continuity. So we have this competitive situation, but we also know continuity is important. So those guys are jumping in and out. I mean, we're a little bit limited with Beachum, how many reps he can get. But hopefully that progresses. He has a good day today, and we can speed all that up.
Let's welcome in these guys. Now let's get to it. Let's start off with Kelvin Beachum and Luke Joka. Beachum at left tackle. Joka had a little time at left guard today. What do you make of this in day two, Justin?
Well, I don't think you make anything of the fact that one's at left tackle and one's left guard today. I think the good news for Beachum and the Jaguars is that it appears he's on, he's working. I think there'll be some days where he's off, but it looks like he'll be able to be relatively full when pads go on Tuesday. And that's the key. You want to get this thing decided probably by preseason week three. That's sort of the date that's been out there. I think Beachum winds up winning the job. But again, I've said all along, I don't think this is a dead solid lock for Beachum. I think Joka's going to give him a run for it, but I think eventually Joka starts a guard.
You know, I've spent some time around Luke this summer, and I mean, he's talked about the focus, about the determination. Really, that's a higher level of intensity than I've seen from him communicating. But it still isn't what Beachum brings. I mean, Beachum is just in your face. I'm here to be the left tackle. So I'm interested to watch that competition and to see if Luke can rise to that level. Because Luke is obviously an incredibly talented guy, but he doesn't bring the intensity level that Beachum does. You got to match that intensity level.
I think the thing to keep remembering is that they're going to be better on the left side no matter how that plays out. And that was the whole idea to begin with. There's no way they're not better over there than they were last year.
Let's move to wide receiver now. Marquise Lee off to the side today. I'm talking to him after practice. Sounds pretty minor for him.
You know, I was looking for him when I walked out of the practice. He was bouncing around, acting like a kid. That wasn't the case the first 2 years when he was dealing with injuries. He was sullen. He said in the locker room afterwards, and Gus said it before, that it wasn't a serious injury. It wasn't going to hold him back. His mindset is key on this thing. He can't push himself too far, too fast, and yet at the same time, he's got to get himself ready to go because it's ultra-competitive for roster spots this year, and the Jags want to know if they can count on him.
It was good to hear that he wasn't worried about it. At the same time, you understand the collective eye roll of people of, oh, we've heard this before from Marquise. I agree with you, Brian. It sounded different. It felt different than years past with him. You would think in a couple of days he'll be back out there, but as you said, he needs to be because the big thing for him in the past has been missed time before the season and the offseason to be ready and up to speed. So I'm glad for him that he's confident, but it needs to be on the field the rest of the preseason and training camp.
All right, guys, let's finish on defense. A guy who's turning some heads around here, not really unexpectedly, first-round pick Jalen Ramsey. What a couple days he's had.
Well, it's unexpected in the sense that it's been so much, so good, so fast. You didn't expect him, at least when he was drafted, in the immediate comments, to be doing both nickel and outside. The thing was, we're going to bring him along slow. We're going to make sure he masters it. And then, boy, all of a sudden, at the end of OTAs, you got the idea that they've talked to this guy, and they realize that he can handle it mentally. Physically, it's not going to be a problem for him. The issue with rookies is the mental grasping. And all of a sudden, at the end of OTAs, you started hearing nickel and outside. They're ready to throw anything he can handle, and they think he can handle it.
Yeah, I've been trying to go back and remember a time that veteran players were talking about the rookie, the first-round pick,
right,
like they have this guy, and it may be back to Bisselli. All right, I mean, this guy, Mercedes Lewis told me that the things that he showed the veterans on offense yesterday,
right,
the first day of practice, was like, wow, look at what this kid can do. He, at one point, just threw Brian Walters, just threw him to the side, and all he was doing was just sticking his hands out. And Walters went flying 3 feet the other direction. They've had some talented rookies, but Fred Taylor wasn't like this.
Right.
Fred Taylor's like, where is this guy? Right? It may be all the way back to 95 before you've had veteran players talking about a rookie like they're talking about Jalen Ramsey.
Much like great freak is thrown around too much.
Yeah.
But you keep hearing it thrown around in this case, and it might be right.
You don't get many players like this.
Pretty cool couple of days. Let's finish with the play of the day on Friday. Blake Bortles to Aurelius Ben. Devon House with a near interception, but Ben hauled it in anyway and took it to the house. Six-year receivers looking to stick on the roster and stay healthy in 2016. We're back at it tomorrow. That's it for today on Jags of the Roundtable.